Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And it's not producing. Think about it. He doesn't want you to waste time. Where are you toiling and it's not producing? You know, I'm actually preparing a lesson called When Your Brook Runs Dry. And it kind of goes along with this, that if it's not producing, it's time to change location. And this is what Jesus was talking about here. He was telling Simon, hey, you was in that location, you worked all night, but I'm telling you to launch out into the deep and let down your net. But what did Simon say? Let's look at what Simon said. Here's what he said. In verse 5, and Simon answered and said unto him, now I want you to see what he says to him. He first calls him master. He says, answering and saying to him, master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. I mean, they didn't catch anything. And it says, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down my net. So in other words, Simon did not have faith that he was going to catch some fish. He said, hey, I already got an experience. I'm an experienced fisher. You're nobody but a carpenter. So yeah, I'm telling you, I fished all night and I caught nothing. But he said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will do it. Obedience is always better than sacrifice. So he said, nevertheless, I'll do it because you said it. Remember, he was following Jesus from afar. He done seen Jesus perform miracles, but yet he hasn't committed. I like the terminology that Jesus said here in verse 4. He said, launch out into the deep. So many a times we as Christians are following Jesus on the shore. Oh yeah, we're with them now. Hey, I see you out there. You're close by. But boy, when he tells you get out there in the deep, and the only thing you see is the horizon, and you're out there by yourself, are you going to trust him? He said you must launch out into the deep. He will only use you when you fully trust him 100%. He wanted Simon to launch out into the deep. Now, when Simon did that, and he let down his net, the Bible says he got a draw. That means a huge load of fishes. I can just see it. Can you just imagine he lets down this net, and the net is filling up, and it's filling up so much that the net is about to break. And then Simon would say, hey, y'all, come on, help us. They come help, and then their ship filling up, and they're about to sink. Isn't that something? I can just see that picture. I mean, they caught nothing all night. Jesus tell them to go to a location, and now they got the mother load. They probably never caught anything. I mean, this was a great drought. They've never caught this amount of fishes. Because we know that, because their response is amazing. So one thing I want you to know is that the ships were out there in pairs, too. Whenever God wants us to witness, he wants us to do it in pairs. How did he send the disciples out? By two. Why there's two ships there? Because sometimes you're going to need some help. He actually showed them that, hey, they needed some help. I know many times when I'm out there witnessing, my son can probably attest to this, I'll be witnessing to somebody and I'm not getting anywhere. And I turn to my partner, can you help me? And then we just do the little dance there. They get in front and I go back. But God does it in pairs. So he called for help and they came over. But one thing I want you to know about this is that God blesses us.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.